Good evening. It's 7 p.m. on Monday night. That means it's game time for the Marriage Fable with your host, Eric.
And Fran, it's a show that tackles the issues that rival the modern day marriage.
Together, we're going to take the field with a game plan that will give teen marriage the win. So let's get ready for the kickoff on the Marriage Fable.
I'm telling you, we are so excited. This is another Monday evening here on the Marriage Playbook. We are excited. We are excited for another wonderful show. We like to just thank all of our audience listeners, our family listeners, listening families for joining us today. Listen, we want to hear from you guys. This is going to be an awesome show on tonight. Look, callers, call in at 646-668-8485, 646-668-8485. Don't forget, if you want to log on to your computer or any mobile device, go to www.blogtalkradiopjcmedia. Also, go ahead and send your email and your comments or your comments and your questions to the email, themarriageplaybook@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, The Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. You're going to also go to Instagram, The Marriage Playbook. Look, I am so excited, Coach Eric. How you doing today?
Oh, man, Coach Eric is blessed. Let me tell you something. We got a pretty good show today. Man, we got some information for you. I'm a little shaky about giving this stuff out, but nevertheless, here we go. Hey, this is the Marriage Playbook, Season 5, Game 3. You see Coach Fran back there laughing because we're going to have some fun today, but we're going to talk about some serious issues. Now, again, Season 5, Game 3 of the Marriage Playbook. Please call in at 646-668-8485. If you want to field your question or make a comment live with us on the show, please press 1. Don't forget to press 1. All right, now, the title of our program tonight, Dating Advice Most People Don't Want to Know. Again, dating advice most people don't want to know. Okay, we thought about this show because the weather is changing. It's April. Spring is in bloom. The weather is nice. We're going to take long walks now. So dating season has officially begun. Okay, so now on the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran, we're going to give you some dating advice that most people don't want to know. And I'm going to tell you why they don't want to know it. Because folks think they're grown and they know everything about dating.
That's funny that Coach Eric said that. Y'all should see his face over here. And I agree with Coach Eric. Not only that, because they don't want to know, a lot of times we already have in our minds what we're going to do. You know, so if someone tried to give advice or someone tried to tell us or coach us or even instruct us, if it's something that we already want to do, you don't want to hear nothing from nobody. Trust me, I can raise both of my hands, been there, done that. You know what? Mom said don't date that boy, or mom said don't hang out with that friend, because, you know, they didn't go back then. They didn't go through all the explanations. Amen. You just was obedient to the things that they said, or you was not obedient. But the point is, someone gave instructions or your parents gave instructions and you say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know. They don't know. We fail to realize there's people that have been through things before you even experienced them, and you don't have to bump your head and make a bunch of mistakes for your life to be successful. You know, you don't have to go all ran down in the mill, ran over 50 million relationships and stuff, just all crazy. You hurt, you depressed. You don't have to go through all that. If you heed to the information, to the instruction, to the love, because really that's what it is, giving you love so you can prosper in your situation and in your dating, and so God can prepare you for your mate, all of that, then you'll be blessed. You ain't got to go through a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know the medical society, because this is a free sex society, they always say you need to protect yourself. Wear a condom or some kind of things that's going to help you not get pregnant and things like that. Okay, but what we say is you need protection before you even go on a date.
You do.
You need protection.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's how you ended up in that sex situation, because you didn't have protection when you went on a date.
That's right.
So let's get foundational and talk about the date. Okay, again, guys, call 646-668-8485. I'm sure you're going to have something to say. I'll say, so please call in. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with the meat of this thing. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout, so we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. This is Coach Eric. Let's get started on dating advice most people don't want to know. Let's get foundational and talk about what exactly is a date. All right. Well, you know, you got a calendar on your wall. Well, some of us do. Now that we got these devices, we have them on the device. But you do have a calendar that's close to you. All right. A date is just one day that you pick out to really have a meeting. A time that you choose to get together to have a meeting. What is this meeting about? And that's the second part of what of a date, because we don't even know what these dates are about. You know, we need to know what the intentions are of this date. Okay, are you trying to actually get to know an individual, potentially them being a future spouse of yours? Or do you just date casually because you expect to, you know, to have sex, to get laid? See, we need to know the intentions of why people get together, you know, but we be so drunk in romance that we forget to ask all these questions when we go on a date. We don't even know why we're dating or why we're going on a date. What's the purpose of the date? Okay, you got to establish from the jump what you about. You know, this is real Christian radio. This is the Marriage Playbook. We talk about biblical principles. When people date, or let's use an old-fashioned word, when they court, the purpose of courting is getting to know an individual that may be a potential spouse of yours. And I was taught in the house of God that you should never date anyone that you don't consider marrying. I told you this advice that you don't want to know, because I know I was like that. There's a lot of guys, even in church and girls in church, they're trying to do the hookup thing. They want to get together for the purpose of having sex. And children of God are not supposed to get together with the purpose of having sex. Know how you get together for the purpose of having sex? You get married. This is what you do. See, this is dating advice most people don't want to know, because we're in such a hyper-sexualized society, we desensitized to being immoral about having premarital sex. We think that's the norm. We're supposed to get together and get lucky. That's why when you come home from your date, your girlfriend or your boy always asks you what happened on your date. What they're really saying, did you get laid? And that's not supposed to be purpose for dating. So first of all, if you're dating in this fashion, you don't even know what you're doing.
Right. Not only that, you may not know what you're doing, you don't know that the enemy is actually setting you up to make a mistake. You know, sometimes we go in it, and this is why the knowledge and the information is going to be put out there tonight, because what happens a lot of times, it starts off innocent, but now if you don't, like Coach Eric said, start trying to figure out why am I doing this, you know? Is it because I'm lonely or I haven't been with anybody in a while or, you know, I just want to feel good, I just want to do something? Because I hear a lot of people say, oh, man, I fell in love. I love Coach Eric's line. You know, first of all, you don't want to be falling anywhere,
right.
You know, because, see, when you fall, you
every
get hurt.
You
every time you get fall. And guess what? The older you get, you fall, you hurt yourself, it take a long time to heal. You know, see, when you younger, you get hurt, you fall, you get up, bounce back, and it's all right. But now when you get older and you start looking at your age and saying your time clock is going down, winding down, and all of that, so then when you hurry up and get into something with someone now, when it's not what God has ordained or designed for your life, now you're hurt for a very long time, you know?
Here's the thing, all right? When you get into these relationships and then you get too personal too quick,
right?
And you start getting intimate too fast,
that's right.
You end up getting hurt. There's millions and millions of men and women who have been scarred for many, many years because they got an intimate relationship too soon, too fast, and then they got hurt, okay? Now they walk around, they bitter now because they got hurt because they didn't know how to date.
Right.
So you got many women that treat men poorly, you got men that treat women poorly because of what happened to them. You got some men and women that have now same-sex relationship because they got hurt in their heterosexual one.
Right.
Okay, so all these hurts come from your inefficiency to date properly.
Right.
You don't know what you're doing, and then you get caught up in your physical desire for another individual, looking at the way their hair is combed, the eyes look, the way they smell, the way they make you feel, you get caught up in the osmosis of romance, and now you're drunk with romance.
Right.
Or you're drunk with lust.
Right.
You know, and the biblical scripture tell us, it indicates to us that we need to be sober-minded.
Right.
Now, being sober-minded, we always accredit that to being sober from drinking alcohol or drug abuse. But you could be drunk doing many things. You could be drunk with romance. You could be so drunk in romance that you don't even see the intent of the individual that you're dating.
Right.
You miss the whole thing.
Right.
Now, the Bible denotes that. We're going to go to the marriage playbook. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter of 1 Peter, verses 8 through 9. It says, the first thing it says is be sober. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seek him whom he may devour. Now, you might be sitting in a fine restaurant, and you don't know that you're sitting across the table from a lion.
Exactly.
Because they got a lion's intention to devour you. They want to hurt you. That's why they walk about and they date people, and they get in these intimate relationships with people, and they mess them up. And sadly, they do a lot of that in church. Now, the 9th verse says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions and accomplishments in your brethren that are in the world. See, if you're in the house of God and you're in Christ, you shouldn't be going through the same afflictions that your brothers and sisters in the world are going through.
That's right.
But if you act like them, you get hurt just like they do. I hope you get that. Now I'm going to go to this scripture. Still in the marriage playbook, we're in 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 6. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We live in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
For men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. A lot of people getting hurt relationships because they're disobedient to their parent.
Yep.
Unthankful, unholy,
right.
Without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, despisers to those that are good. You got to watch it, young lady. You in church, you're doing good. So this guy come and show interest in you. He see that you're good. He don't mean you any good. Okay? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So you want to have sex because you disregard what God says about that. You want to have sex anyway.
Right.
So you love pleasure more than you love God. Listen to this part. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now listen, a form of godliness, they act churchy. They know how to sing on the choir. They know how to sing solos. They know how to preach. They know how to do all that stuff. They know how to shout. They know how to look like a woman or a man of God. But they're ungodly people because they have ungodly intentions.
Right.
Now listen to this. For of this sort, talking about these type of people, are they which creep into houses. How do they creep into your house? Because they look like they belong to the body of Christ. They act like they belong to the body of Christ, but their intentions are not holy. So they creep into your house because you invite them in to meet your parents. They say, this is the kind of man I want to bring home to meet my parents because he was respectable. I like the way he dressed, the way he carried himself. He got a Bible under his arm, but he's taking you out, and he has totally different intentions for you.
Definitely.
Now listen to this. And lead captive, silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. Now, the Bible is not saying that women are silly. It's saying they're captive. If you're captivated by what you see, you can be led out in your divers lust. Because there's really something wrong with your heart to make you desire that. And you got to identify that you have a sort of a lustful spirit, and you need to pray. You need to pray. You need somebody to lay hands on you. You need to get into this word of God. You need to learn how to deny yourself.
I love what you said, Coach Eric. The other thing I find, even if it's not, because any type of anything lust, anything is the spirit of bondage, okay? And so you can do many things that can become the spirit of bondage, witchcraft, disobedience, just like the Bible says, disobedience as of witchcraft. That means you can be disobedient and begin to start operating in witchcraft, and then you can start manipulating, you can start doing all kinds of stuff. And listen to this, it may not even be something that's on your mind, but I put on Facebook a while back, the devil can only fight you with what's already inside of you, you know? So our struggle is, one of the things is that we don't want to identify that we have an issue in that area, you know? If you didn't have a father growing up, or if your father wasn't in your life, if you were molested, if you got hurt so many times. I've seen people say, I got hurt so many times. Why did you get hurt so many times? You know, because you got to identify not only that you got hurt, you hurt somebody too, because it don't just happen one way. And sometimes we look at it on a selfish approach on how we're hurt and what we're going through, but we don't see the people that we hurt in the outcome of it all. And I was talking to a young lady even today, and she said, well, I get into these relationships and I really just need to get myself together. Well, let me just warn you of the lie of the devil. You cannot get yourself together. You know, and you wouldn't need God. You would not need Jesus. We would not need the blood. So you cannot get yourself together. And that's a lie that the enemy keep people stuck, so they won't get over the things or won't be delivered from God from the things that you need to be delivered from. We have to stop looking at the surface things and start getting to the root of the issue of why you feel like I need somebody right now. And so you wait for a little bit, but then as soon as the next person come around and it looks like that, how many people interviewed that person? How many? I'm called godly people. I'm talking about if you can sit down and take correction and instruction, how many godly men and women of God have you brought this person around before you started dating them? Because what we do is we date them, we already know something is wrong, and we won't even bring them to the person because we don't want to hear nobody say, no, that person is not for you.
You don't want to know. This is dating advice you don't want to know. Because what we understand about dating that a lot of young folks don't understand is that dating is the most vulnerable position that you can put yourself in.
That's right.
Because you're going out with a stranger. You don't know that person that you're sitting across the table.
Murderer.
He or she could be anything.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah.
All right? Now, the way you protect yourself is by involving your community. You're supposed to bring that man home and let him meet your mom and your dad so they can look at him.
It used to be
that the parents would have to meet each other before you even go on your first date. But it's not like that now. All you do is give up the digits, and once you give the digits, you start giving up a whole lot of stuff after that.
Start giving up the cookie.
Oh, yes, sir. We got a show about giving up the cookie. That's next. Okay? So guess what? You're vulnerable in a dating situation. You got to respect that you're going into a vulnerable situation. This is why you shouldn't be giving all this information out on the first date. There's a whole lot of stuff to talk about when y'all first meet for the first time. What school you went to, you know, what did your dad do for a living? How did your parents meet? You know, I mean, what's your favorite color?
Right.
we go right to sexual positions and preferences and all that crazy mess, all that intimate stuff, that it's just too soon for that kind of conversation.
Well, we start telling them where we live and our credit score and bank account information, and you're like, you having that kind of conversation? When did you meet this person? And how did you meet them? You know, because even that has a lot to do with it. How did you meet this individual, you know? And so, again, I love what Coach Eric said, because sometimes we have things in our heart that keeps us blinded from seeing the truth, you know. And it won't just be a person. It can be any situation, you know, and we'll find ourselves in a jam. And so on tonight, man, we just praying that someone would take heed to this information and that you don't make the mistakes. Because let me tell you something. The devil has a trap set just for you. And I mean, listen to me. No, he is not all powerful than God, and greater is he that is in us than we that's in the world. But when we put ourselves in position,
right,
you know, we actually bring ourselves from out of the cover and the protection of God, you know, and we activate in our own demise
mm-hmm.
with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So all we're saying is you really need to seek God.
Yeah.
This is why a personal relationship with God is so important. Because you need to first ask God, should you even be dating this individual?
Mm-hmm.
And most of us won't even go to God and ask God that, because God won't even tell us no because of the person. God will tell us no because we're not ready.
All right, when you're getting to know somebody, you shouldn't be telling everything about yourself, because you don't know what kind of person you're dealing with. They might use that information manipulate and control you because you gave them the tools to do so. So you really got to watch it. Again, please call 646-668-8485, 646-668-8485 if you want to comment with the show, if you want to come in and field your question, or you just got a comment. Our producer will take your comment, and we'll read it right here on the air. So we're going to take another break, but we'll be right back with more of the Marriage Playbook.
Has God called you to be a pastor or leader, but the men and women in your church won't let you speak because you're a female? Is the call to minister strong on your life, but you hesitate because you think the Bible tells women to be silent in the church? I'm Jory Micah, and I am here to tell you, sister, that together we can break the glass steeple. I fight and advocate for gender equality in the church, and there are others with me who are holding up the banner. Subscribe to my blog at joryimicah.com for interviews, commentary, and uplifting words to give you the motivation to answer the call to ministry. Together, we can break the glass steeple and inspire all of God's children, men and women alike, to answer the call to ministry.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for a new reader to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
Okay, so look, I want to read a comment from Elaine from Sherman, Texas. I thought this was so funny. And the question was asked, what was the best or worst dating advice you've ever received? And Elaine says, in the movie Return to Me, Minnie Driver and Bonnie Hunt are discussing Minnie's character returning to the dating world. Bonnie says, don't shave your legs. Even if you want to do anything, you will be so embarrassed about your legs, you won't do it. I thought that was really, really funny, because let me tell you, we all should have something, and the main thing should be Christ. You know, Christ should be so ahead of your life and in your life and through your life and through all your decisions that guess what? When a situation come up or something happens or you think it's getting, listen, Christ should be there to be the one. He shouldn't just mediate when we do something wrong. The Spirit of God should be our mediator when things, before we do stuff, the Holy Ghost will come and let you know before you do the thing, you know, and let you know that that is wrong. If you always have Christ before you and you put that standard up, when something is getting ready to happen and you think it's too much and it's too far, guess what? You're going to remove yourself. You know, you're going to think about all of that before you even put yourself in an uncompromising position. So Christ should always be that not shaving your legs thing. I thought that was really, really awesome because I saw that movie also, you know.
You know, my matter of advice or my advice about dating pretty much is save sex for marriage, because when you do that, you knock out all the people that are not serious comers. Because really, you really want people that are serious. Okay, so that eliminates a lot of time when you tell them from the door that, look, I ain't into the premarital sex thing. I don't do that.
Yeah, but
and then they'll be gone. You know what I mean? And you won't have to worry about that.
And that's the standard of Christ.
Okay, so again, in a dating situation, I mentioned it earlier, okay, don't show too much too early. Okay, have the right intentions for dating. Don't let it be all about the hookup. Because the hookup is really going to jack you up in the long run. But don't be all about the hookup, okay? Because I always wonder why, you know, and I knew guys like that, and I was one myself back in the day. You know, if my intention was to go out on a date just to have sex, and I wasted all that time with the movies and then taking them out to dinner trying to look respectable, but really my intention was to have sex, I wonder how come that most men like that just don't go to a prostitute, to a professional, okay? Because they're going to cut to the chase, give me money, we're going to have sex, and you can go home. Okay, here's the thing. Don't nobody want to deal with a prostitute because they consider prostitutes to be dirty. Okay, so why are you looking for somebody clean to do something dirty? You got dirty intentions. You need to go to somebody that's dirty for dirty intentions. I'm not saying that prostitutes are dirty, but you're doing dirty work. Okay, if that's your intention when you go on a date with somebody nice and you just want to defile somebody nice, why don't you just mess with somebody that's not nice, like you? Think about it. Okay, so this is dating advice that most people don't want to know. One thing I want to talk to you about the movies also, that most romantic comedies that you go to see in the movies, they kind of brainwash you into thinking this is how you're supposed to date.
Definitely.
Everybody has sex in these romantic comedies. Nobody is holding back. For the most part, everybody's having sex, usually on their first date. Now, they're regretting it, you know, but they have sex. And the whole thing is about having sex, and everybody's having sex. And they think that this is what dating is all about. So that's why they prepare themselves really to have sex. Okay? Again, all of this is whorish behavior. Male and female, it is whorish behavior.
For a child of God.
For a child of God, this is whorish behavior. Okay? Okay, they can make that clear. Okay? When you go on a date, you got to discuss and define your purpose for why you're going on this date.
And if there's any other reason than that, then you should reconsider and be honest with yourself and reconsider and say, you know what, I'm not ready to date. That's the first thing. You have to be really, really honest. You can't say, oh, I just want to be with somebody. I want to go with somebody to the movie. I want to have somebody to go out to dinner with. You can't do that. You have to be really honest with yourself and say, am I mature enough to even go on a date? Am I mature enough to stand up to this person and say no? You know, because you're going to be saying more no's than you're going to be saying yes.
Right.
And so you need to consider, am I going to say no? Is it going to bring down my standard of what I believe? And you know that.
Right.
You already know if you're not strong in that area,
mm-hmm.
You know. And sometimes we think not dating for 6 months, not dating for a year, not dating for 2 years is a long time. But I remember not dating nobody for 6 years,
right.
You know. So when we look at these times and we say, oh, 6 months was long, a year was long, 2 years long. I know some people, I know a woman that get married to, she was 52 and was a virgin the whole time.
Right.
So God can keep you.
Yep.
You know, don't let the devil pressure you into wanting to be with somebody and all of that and try to get you all caught up. Because one of the things I learned, and Coach Eric said this some time ago, You know, when we find ourselves dating somebody else that may not be our potential husband or wife, what happens is the person that really is supposed to be your husband or wife see you in a relationship with someone else.
Right.
So now you have a chance that that person may end up moving on to somebody else, you know, that was who God ordained or may have been for you. Now, people say, oh, well, if God ordained it, it's going to come. But we are the ones that not only make the decisions, but we detour the destiny that God has for us.
A lot of times.
You know, a lot of times, you know. So we're just saying you have to be careful and you have to start being honest. You know, listen, we are in the last days.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we really don't have a whole lot of time, especially if you're saying God called you out, God is anointing you for work, and God wants to use you and all of that. First of all, is that intact? Because we have a whole lot of work to do just by God delivering us, healing us, dealing in our lives so we can be the men and women of God that we need to be. So then when God connect us with the person we're supposed to be with, then it's a true connection, you know. And if you're going to develop together, fine, that's something that may come too. But are you really prepared for what you're asking God for? And what I find a lot of times, Coach Eric, it's a lot of compromising.
That's right, Coach.
It's a lot of compromising. It's a lot of settling.
Right.
It's a lot of, you know, I just can't wait no more longer, you know. Now, you're not saying it to anyone, but you're saying it in your actions. You know, why are you on the third person in 6 months? You know, why is, you know, think about it and be honest.
All right, I want to talk to my daughters in the gospel that's out there listening. All right, that are single, okay? All right, now I'm going to give you the key to the whole thing. I'm going to show you how to get a good man, and I'm going to show you how to make a bad man good, all in one shot. Are you ready? I'm going to show it to you now. Are you listening? Turn your radio up. Are you listening? Put your ear real close. I want you to hear this. Take out the intimacy in your dating. No hand-holding, no kissing, a Christian hug at the end of the date. Dating does not mean intimacy. It's just you meeting somebody. That's all you're doing is it's meeting. If he got a problem paying for dinner, then you don't want to be married to a guy that can't pay for a meal. If that guy love you and care for you, he ain't even thinking about sex. He's thinking about, I'm going to take care of this woman. He's going to buy the, I told you before, buy the whole farm, not just the cow or the milk. Don't give away the milk when you're trying to sell the cow. You take away the intimacy, that man is going to respect you. If he wasn't respectable, he's going to learn how to respect, how to be respectable through watching you.
That's right. That's right. I mean, Coach Eric, that was so profound what you just said. It was so awesome because I just told a young lady, you know, even us as mothers and single mothers and young mothers and even those who are married, I just got finished telling a young lady, we as women have such a job to do, meaning if you have children or if, even if you look to be a mother, it's so important that we be the type of women that we want our sons to go after. Because what happens is our sons bring these women home, and then we're looking at, well, why are they bringing this, you know? What type of woman are you allowing God to build you into? So then whatever you may have went through and experienced as a child, don't continue to perpetuate, you know? And we don't think about stuff like this. You know, if you have children, you know, the dating thing is a whole nother rule even for that. You know, if you have children, you definitely shouldn't be having 50 million people running in and out. You know, you definitely need somebody's guidance, and you need to seek counsel when you're talking to somebody and be honest. You know, I don't care if your flesh is jumping. Tell that person, listen, my flesh is jumping. I need you to pray. And then you need to be able to fast and pray and turn down your plate. You know, it's so much work. I found out, you better know, I found out that I had so much work I needed to do in my life and on my life before I could even consider dating. Before I could even, I had so much brokenness. So much hurt, so much disappointment. I was so fragile. And guess what? Preaching the gospel, ministering, you know, and cleaning the church and being faithful and all of that, you know. But just because you have a good heart don't mean that you don't have issues in your life. you know? And so those issues can be the thing, not only can stagnate your growth, but it can hinder what God really wants to do, you know? So how you going to date somebody, and you will, you're dating somebody, and then eventually the true you going to come out too. It's not just them, but the true you going to come out. You know, so you don't even want to mess up and not have yourself together. Here you dating the person that God may even have for you, but now you have all these issues. So dating is not just, oh, going out on a date. Are you prepared? Are you mentally together? Are you spiritually together? You know, again, that word maturity. Are you mature enough to say no? You know, are you mature enough to have them stand at the door? You know, or not even come to the door. All right, good night. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You know, I had a good time. But not the, oh, I had a good time. Listen, the tone in the voice shouldn't change. You know, the mood shouldn't change. You know, I mean, you got to watch everything. You know, you got to watch everything that you do. So, listen, I'm telling you, please, you guys, we're not trying to discourage you on dating. We're just saying if you're going to do it, it's a right way of doing it. You know, just like it's a right way of doing things, it's a wrong way of doing things. And we have to watch this flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you put confidence in this flesh, you're going to fail every time. But I'm telling you, if you put your trust in God, man, and talk to your Father. This goes for ladies and men. Please,
yes. talk to
your Heavenly Father and talk to people
right.
and listen to the counsel
that you get. That's right.
Listen to the counsel. I'm telling you, even right now, and we can't go into personal things, but we're dealing with so many cases of people wanting to commit suicide because now this person ain't around no more. Wait a minute. How did it get to the place that you lost Jesus that fast?
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, you just had him now.
Right.
But now somebody came in your life and your whole life turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you got Christ in your life and he's head of your life and you have a standard, it's nowhere in the world somebody should be able to come in your life and take you out for a couple of months. Now you're ready to just die because, you know, it's not working out or that's not the person for you. So that's another thing, too. You ought to be mature enough. Maybe that's not the person.
Right. All right, here's some good advice. The devil doesn't have horns and a pitchfork.
All right, now.
All right, because we looking for the devil to show himself a whole other way. That's not what the devil looks like.
That's
You know, he's a spirit and he used people. Okay? So that good looking dude, that beautiful looking woman, the devil be right there. You know what I mean? And the devil send people all the time. You know, to come and wreck your whole stuff. Okay? Which leads me to my next segment. Okay? And it's called You're Gonna Need a Buffer, a Go Between. You're gonna need something between you and your dating experience. To help manage your dating experience, you're going to need something in between to stop the friction and the pain. You're going to need a buffer. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with the marriage playbook.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout. So we'll be right back with the marriage playbook.
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, inviting you to listen to great Bible teaching on the Transforming Word radio show and podcast. All shows are available on iTunes and Stitcher. Search for the Transforming Word and subscribe for notification of new shows. You may also listen to every episode from my website, www.thetransformingword.com. In addition to the Transforming Word, I want to make you aware of my interview, news, and opinion show, Soaring Eagle Radio. If you're interested in engaging conversations related to a variety of topics not covered by typical news media, then check out Soaring Eagle Radio. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and you may listen to every episode on my website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. For more information on my ministries, please email me, Pastor Mike at cclohio.com. Again, that's Pastor Mike at cclohio.com. Thank you for listening to these shows, and please leave me a note when you do. God bless you.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. Next segment, you're going to need a buffer. What a buffer is usually soft material that they put between hard matter to keep two pieces of hard matter from scratching each other or hurting each other. Okay, a go-between to soften the blow or the friction in close contact. Okay, when you're in a dating situation, it's good for you to have something in between that's going to stop you from hurting each other. And with the Christians, it's the Word of God. But a lot of times we just take the Word of God and we just toss it out when it comes to dating. And then it's an all-holes-barred relationship without any rules of anything. Okay, now, which brings me to this point. We don't talk about this because we don't do this in our modern-day society. We don't date with chaperones. Back in the day, there was a chaperone. The job of the chaperone was to accompany and look after both of the parties that's in a dating courtship situation. What the chaperone did was supervised, overlooked the activities, observed whether they were having a good time together, whether they were compatible. And this person was employed usually by both families and reported to both families about the progress of the dating situation. So then the dating situation became a community involvement type thing where both parents was involved, the community was involved in these two people to see if they would be a good match. And there were rules that the chaperone had. There were certain things that you were not allowed to talk about on dates. Personal matters didn't come up. And if there was going to be a second date, you would never find out from the person that you was dating. The chaperone would come and say, the person likes you, would like to go on a second date with them. And then that person would take the information back to the person and say they would like a second date. And then that way, no one gets hurt. You know, I was looking at a YouTube program, and this young man, a young rabbi, named was Gutman Locks. Look him up on YouTube. That's Gutman Locks. He talks about marital, and he talks about dating and relationship methods that they used in the old days. And he said, this is what's wrong with our new generation. Because we're so sex-driven, we get into personal relationships too quick, too early, without anybody having to protect one from the other. This is why people get hurt. It's a hurt thing for a man to say, I don't like this individual, and this is why. Because when you do that, you hurt a person's feeling. If you had a chaperone, you would express that to the chaperone, and the chaperone would go to the other person and say, this person is really not interested in dating you anymore, and it's not going to work out. And then y'all would just move on with no feelings being hurt. Okay, but when you ask an individual, this is why I talked about earlier, that when you get in a dating situation, you're very vulnerable when you give your information out, and they take your information, and they could hurt you with it if they wanted to. Because now they know something personal about you. Because we get into that stuff too quick. Yeah, you give your weakness up or your shortcomings up. Now, there's nothing wrong with having shortcomings. We all have them. But when there's love involved, you deal with all of the person. Okay? You don't have to hide that stuff. Because if you end up getting married to that individual, all that stuff about you is going to come out anyway. This is why the dating process should take some time. You need to find out whether or not your future husband is selfish. Or your future wife is selfish. You need to find out things about them going into your marriage, so then your marriage will have a smooth and seamless transition.
And I thought about this too, Coach Eric. You can't be selfish when you see someone that's not developed in Christ. Because you see a lot of that. You know, you've been saved 20 years and this person just gave their life to Christ 1 year ago. You know, and I don't care how mature they may be in scriptures and things like that. There's some development in their life that has to take place. Are you willing to give that person room so they can continue to grow in God? You know, I've seen men and women not wait and just bombarded the person, and next thing you know, the person wasn't even in church no more because they weren't strong enough in Christ to even deal with all of that. You know, and people today don't even care, you know. Oh, I love God. Do you love God? Because when you love God, you understand that even the person you dating is a soul. And if you hurt that individual and hurt them for where they can't don't love God or leave church or don't be in fellowship with Christ anymore, we don't think about that blood is on our hands because we just look at it as, oh, we broke up or we're not seeing each other no more. But you don't look at the fact that that person may never return to Christ because of what you guys went through. And so, again, about being mature, about dating, you know. So are you willing to step back and let that individual grow? Are you going to be honest and say, okay, this is not what I asked God? Because, come on, every woman and every man you done put your request in, you already know what you're asking God, and you got to be careful for the counterfeit. You know, Coach Eric was talking, and I never forget how I got hurt dating. And again, you got to listen to someone, whether it's you going out with a double date with someone, a married couple that you respect or singles that you respect, whatever it is, it has to be somebody that's going to be honest. And you have to be willing to listen when they tell you no. I never forget I was dating this young man, and the mother of the church came right up to me. See, that's the thing, too. Nobody want to obey no more. Can't nobody tell you nothing. And let me tell you, the mother walked up to me and said, he's not the one. She said, you don't need to be seeing him. And did I like that? No, I did not. But guess what? And I'm telling you from experience, the mother told me that, and guess what? The gentleman ended up breaking my heart and hurting me, and I had to get healed and deal with all of that. And guess what? I went to God, and I repented first. Okay, because we already know God sent a word, whether he's speaking it through his word, somebody's preaching the gospel across the pulpit, or somebody walk up to you and give you a direct word. You know it's God. You already know whether you should be doing it or not. We are not crazy. We are the most intelligent human beings that walk this planet that he has created. And so didn't listen, got hurt, and the Lord I had to go back to God and repent. And I said, God, I'm never going to date again until you tell me that it's okay to date. And I meant it. I said, God, I'm not going to get married. I'm not doing anything until you tell me. And when I met Coach Eric, we were in fellowship for 3 years together, just brothers and sisters. A lot of you have heard this testimony. So we're speaking from experience, also from the word of God, but speaking from experience. And I went to, he asked the pastor and the first lady, could he take me out on a date? He didn't backdoor leadership and come to me and say, can I take you out on a date? And don't get me wrong, we was adult enough to go do whatever we wanted to do. But if you want Christ to be in something, then you don't have to do no backdoor stuff. So he went and asked the pastor and the mother of who we were sitting under at the time, can I take her out on a date? And they both said yes. And then when he asked me out on a date, I didn't just take his word for, okay, we going out. No, I went to the pastor and the mother and said, Eric came and asked me, Brother Eric came and asked me out on a date. Is it all right if I go out on a date with him? You know, I remember us getting ready to get married and in council, and we had council individually. And the pastor and the first lady said to me, what if I tell you, you cannot marry Eric? See, this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about obedience, truly submitting yourself and making sure that what you're doing is of the will of God. And I'll never forget, I said to the pastor, I said, Pastor, if you tell me I cannot marry Eric, then that's something I'm going to have to receive. I said, you are my spiritual father, and you can see far more further than I could ever see. And if that's what the Lord is saying to you, and I'm going to be obedient to that, you know, I'm not going to move. And then I laughed and I said, but I'm going to come back and ask you, is it okay for me to marry him, you know? But the point is having somebody in your life to make you accountable to some of these decisions that you're making, you know? It should, like he said, a buffer, it should be somebody there. You know, and don't think that people don't want you to be with somebody. Yes, they do. They just want when you get into whatever you're going to get into that is going to be successful, especially pastors and leaders. They don't want you in their office later on crying and boo-hooing, or they looking for you in church service because now you're not in church, you're not faithful anymore. Someone took you away from the house of God, you know. So come on, it's a whole lot of stuff that can go on when you do it wrong.
We need community involvement in our dating situation, and I know that you think you're grown and you want to do what you want to do, but why you think marriages in our country, even in the church, is at a 50% success rate? That's very, very poor.
No, not success.
No, 50% success and 50% failure. 50-50 is very poor.
Right, it's very poor.
That's very poor. 50%, that's one out of every two.
More.
That's bad.
There's more.
That's very bad. So do we need some help? We're not grown. We need help. We need a mediator in between our situation. We need somebody to help us eliminate all these games and all the guessing games and hold both counties up, parties accountable, hold them accountable for their honesty and their integrity, protect the assets of the family, which is the man and the woman.
That's right.
Assist in them not wasting time with someone who's not good for them. This is why you need counsel. Okay? It's the old school versus the new school. The new school is all jacked up because people used to stay married a long time in the old way, in the old wisdom. People stayed married until somebody died. Now folks is getting married 2, 3, 4, 5 times. You know, giving up marriage and becoming a full-time fornicator for the rest of your life, just giving up dating altogether. And then when you're in God and you give up being with a woman or being with a man, you don't stay celibate like you're supposed to. We got so much sexual activity amongst people in church, and it's illegal according to the scriptures, unlawful sex going on in the church.
Yeah, but then we still want to sing and worship,
you know,
and praise God.
And we think we worshipers of God. But that's not in spirit and truth. Okay? So guess what? You know, we really need to get ourselves together with this. Okay? We need to take some advice and take the advice that we don't want to know and don't want to hear because it's for our protection. How come you think the devil make you think, oh, don't listen? The devil start talking to you right away when somebody trying to talk sense to you. One of the problems we have in our generation is our generation is very perverted. We're in a perverted generation.
And that's scripture.
Yeah, we're in a dishonorable generation. Why? Because marriage is honorable. We're not getting married like we should. You know, some of us stay single because we're having sex. Because I tell you what, if you were celibate, you'd probably look for a wife or a husband if you were celibate long enough. You know, but you can last and you can stay unmarried for a long time because you're acting like you're married.
Yeah,
okay? Right. Okay? This generation is selfish. We love pleasure. Listen to this. We're in the information age, right? But we are the most uninformed generation that ever been. We have a lack of knowledge. We know less when there's more information out here. And it's often about the most basic things. Like what? We don't even have manners anymore or home training. We don't know how to open the door for a young lady, pull the chair out so they can sit down. That's why I take my granddaughter out to dinner so I can show her what a man look like. Mm-hmm. That little dude drag you into McDonald's and slam the door on your face. You walking behind him and buying food and sitting down. Hey, come on. You know? Take a walk and talk to and learn how to talk to one another. What happened to the ladies and the gentlemen of the world? I'm going to have an announcement about that because guess what? There are very few ladies and very few gentlemen left out here. I'll be honest, I don't see a whole lot of them. You know, and it's the culture of some of these communities that promote characters that's just ungodly. So we have an issue with promoting a godly character, even in the church.
Yeah.
We got a lot of gender confusion, sexual confusion, and untoward God activity going on in the house of God. And we need to clean that up. We need to turn our face to God. And what the word says about dating. Because I don't see anything in the Bible about dating. But what it does talk about is marriage. So if you're not considering getting married, maybe you shouldn't be dating. Dating is not for you if you're not looking for a husband or not looking for a wife. Dating is not for you. Why? Because what else are you going to get out of it other than companionship? Now, like I said, I'm going to say this to you. This is going to sound strange. I don't care if you date a one person every night. As long as there's no intimacy, you don't have no problem with it. You can date as many people as you want. If you're single, you could date as many people as you want. Ain't no boyfriend and girlfriend in church. I don't understand this going steady. Going steady at what? Having sex? Ain't no going steady. You can't lay claim on an individual without marriage. I wish some man would come to the house talking about, I'll go with your door. You go where? Where you going? To the movies? And back home, right? Because you don't go with her. You don't own her. If somebody else want to talk to, it's free game. Until you put a ring on that finger and set a date. Now, you want to talk about a date? A wedding ceremony, that's a date. When that date is set, that's a real date. All this other date is really superficial. The real date is the wedding date. And don't be engaged for 15 years.
Ooh, all right, Coach Eric.
God bought you a ring. You're having sex with him. Why? Because he bought you a ring. He made a promise that he ain't kept in 15 years, and you still talking about that's my fiance. What is wrong with you?
And, man, why you doing that thing?
Why are you doing that? You know you're not going to marry that woman. And then you marry somebody else that you really want to marry after you drag this person through the ringer for 15 years. You see what I mean? You got to date the right way. You got to self-protect. See, this is dating advice most people don't want to know. And some of you sitting there with tears not talking about, you got to give your boyfriend up. What's wrong with you? You don't have a boyfriend. If he really was your friend, he wouldn't be having sex with you. Wouldn't be defiling you. A friend don't do things to hurt people. If I'm not going to marry you, I'm going to let you go so your husband can make an honest woman out of you because I made you dishonorable by not marrying you. See, this is dating advice most people don't want to hear because they think you're supposed to have sex. That's not how it's supposed to operate. It's operating inordinately when there's intimacy without marriage. Marriage is your license to be intimate.
Well, Coach Eric, he's really excited over here. I'm about to get him an offering basket. Oh, man, I wanted to read the scripture because he said it a couple times in Acts, the second chapter, the 40th verse. And it says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That means they're going backwards. They're going the opposite direction than with the direction that God is willing for us to go into. So listen, it's serious. It's serious. And sometimes when you look at your life and you start looking at what all the issues and problems and things are, you know, a lot of it's because we're doing it however we want to do it without the proper instructions and corrections. So listen, our prayer today, man, is that God will keep you. You will allow God to keep you because, see, you can be kept if you want to be kept, you know. And I'm a witness of that, you know. And I never forget Coach Eric said that to me. He said, I'm not going to defile you. I didn't understand it. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And then it dawned on me. I'm like, you know, now why would he have to say to me, I'm not going to have sex with you? And that wasn't on my mind, but the point is he was already showing me who he was when he said that. He was showing me right there, listen to me, I'm not no average Joe. I'm a man of God. I have standards. And guess what? Because I'm looking to marry you, because really that's what he was saying. I'm looking to marry you. You know, so I'm not going to do anything that does not have honorable intentions when we went out for the first time, you know. And I didn't even know that he wanted to marry me. It was just us going out, hey, you know. But the point is, if you need to have people be honest, read between the lines, you know when something don't sound right, you know. And stop laughing at everything. Everything ain't funny.
Everything ain't funny.
Everything ain't funny and everything is not cute.
Of course, I'm funny, though.
You know?
I really am funny. I mean, I do have a sense of humor. I'm kind of funny. Yeah, I'm kind of funny. So, listen, we thank you for listening. She has a comment, but I really want to thank you for listening today, and I hope some of this information changed your mind about how to approach the concept of dating, you know, because what we're really talking about is dating as a child of God.
Right.
Okay, we know the world is doing their thing, and they don't have rules because they're not going by the word of God. But I'm talking to the children of God today that are single and that are out there. God got somebody for you, okay? But don't mess it up. Premature intimacy, okay? Don't go in too fast. Don't be coming in all hot, you know? Take a couple of showers before you go on a date. Do whatever you got to do, but come in cool, okay? And be cool, right? Don't show your whole card, you know, when you go out on a date. Woman, make that man wait. You know, your kisses cost a lot of money. Your virtue has value. That's the value that you have is your virtue. If you give your virtue up, now you don't cost nothing. Why? Because you gave it away for free. Prostitutes don't even do that. They charge people.
Woo. All right, Coach Eric. Look, I wanted to read these last two comments before we close out, and I thought this was so funny. This is Allie in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. All right, you got it.
Amen. And Allie said, this is just a little statement she made, and I thought this was really funny. Allie says, oh, gosh, I never got any. I thought that was really funny, but you got to watch that because people try to make you think that they're a virgin, they're holding out for God and all this, or you're the first one, and, you know, they never been with anybody, and that's a lie. They done been with 15 people and told them the same story they're telling you. And then Allie says this. She says, oh, wait, I did get one. Don't get pregnant or I'll kill you. And that was her mom saying that. And I'm going to tell you, my mom warned me too, you know, and I didn't take the heed. And guess what? I paid 20 years for the disobedience of not listening to something my mom said, you know. So listen, callers, even right now, right quick, I'm led to pray. And right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for this show, God. I thank you, God, for your people. God, I thank you for every ear that's hearing even right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we're praying, oh, God, for your wisdom to pour out on tonight into the heart of people, God. God, you have a mighty plan for them, God. You have someone that you want to prepare and have waiting for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're praying right now that all hearts and minds don't be rushed, oh, God. You said, be not anxious, oh, God, for anything, but through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, God, that we are to make our requests known, God. And while you're working on our requests, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us be prepared, oh, God. Let us be groomed as men and women of God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so you can bless us with our spouses, oh, God. God, we come against the work of the enemy that will bring not only distractions, oh, God, we'll bring the counterfeit in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you in our decision-makings. God, we need you to tell us, God, and then we need to be obedient to the things that you tell us that aren't right for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you even now for mending every heart that was broken, oh, God, for making mistakes. God, I pray right now your divine healing, your power would go through and touch their lives, God, that they may be changed in their minds and in their spirits. So, Father God, for this, we thank you for tonight. We thank you even tonight. People are changing their course, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They're going to change how they do things, oh, God, because they desire to not only please you, but to be blessed by you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you so much for your love towards us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Continue to stretch out your hand upon your people. God, we love you and we desire to do your will. God, we thank you for tonight. We pray that you would get the glory out of our lives, out of every situation, oh God. God, send help, oh God, in the name of Jesus in those times. God, open the ears so they can receive counsel in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for answering, God. We thank you for making a way of an escape, oh God. Anytime it comes up, God, you prepare a way for your people. And so I'm encouraged. I pray that you be encouraged in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, I'm excited because I'm looking for God to do a magnificent thing in people's lives, even in the young people's lives. I mean, God wants to move upon his people. God wants to bless us, and we have to start putting ourselves in a position where God can do what he wants to do for us, and he wants to bless us now, you know, not 20 years from now, but it's up to us and how we walk and how we do what we need to do to prepare ourselves to receive what God has for us. So be encouraged, everybody. Listen, PJC Media Worldwide have excellent shows on here. Our media family, we want you to tune in to Dovetails with Deborah on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. Write Stuff with Parker J. Cole. That's Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. That's Fridays at 8 p.m. The Parker J. Cole Show. Amen. That's on Saturdays at 2 p.m. The Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. That's every Monday at 7 p.m. Listen, we are so encouraged by you guys. We love you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for always just tuning in and listening to us. Please pray for us. We pray that we said something that encouraged you tonight. Amen. Gave you to look at something in your life, man, so you could change it so God can bless you. So, look, we out of here. We got to go. Our time is up. We love you. Good night, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for spending your Monday evening here with us at the Marriage Playbook.
We hope we've encouraged you with some strategies that will give your marriage the win.
All right, so let's have a good week of practice, and we'll see you at game time next week on the Marriage Playbook.